The Serve to Preserve Climate Change Summit came to a close today with Governor Crist's signing of three executive orders. All three aim to help curb Florida's carbon dioxide emissions.
We will reduce Florida's greenhouse gases, and we will increase our energy efficiency. We will pursue more renewable energy resources, such as solar and wind energy, and alternative energy such as ethanol and hydrogen.
Crist said that the first executive order, called Leadership by Example, will cut state government's greenhouse gas outputs by leasing energy-efficient offices, purchasing fuel-efficient state government vehicles, and constructing buildings that use solar power when possible. Crist hopes that this will help Florida state government reduce its carbon emissions 40% by 2025. The second order is called Immediate Action to Reduce Greenhouse Gas Emissions Within Florida.
We will adopt maximum emission levels of greenhouse gases for electric utilities. We will require reduction of emissions by 2,000 levels, rather to 2,000 levels by 2017, to 1990 levels by 2025, and by 80% of 1990 levels by 2050.
The measure also includes requiring appliance manufacturers to increase their product's energy efficiency by 15% of the current standard.
We will appoint a diverse group of stakeholders on this action team. During the next few months, they will develop further recommendations. They will create an action plan, recommend proposed legislation for the 2008 legislative session and beyond.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was a keynote speaker at the two-day conference, also said a few words at the signing ceremony. He applauded Crist's efforts to tackle climate change, calling Crist an action hero. He emphasized the importance of partnerships in the fight against climate change among leaders at all levels.
The whole world is right now looking at this, of what's going on in Florida here. And then this governor, Governor Crist, has committed that he's going to go and try to get other states around here to come in also as partners. And it just shows you of how important and how big this is when you see foreign leaders and ministers, you know, like Minister Machnick to come over here from Germany and to join us, or, you know, Dr. Ashton from England to come over here and to join us. That just shows you they are looking at us and saying, are they providing leadership? Do we want to now hook up with them? Because we can sign the treaties with the European Union and with the G8s that maybe the president didn't sign. We want to sign this treaty. That's what we want to do.
German Minister Matthias Machnig and UK climate change expert John Ashton also spoke about the importance of working together in the fight to reduce the effects of climate change. Machnig discussed the economic opportunities this might provide and said that they could spur what he calls the third industrial revolution.
This conference made one thing very clear. We have to give an economic answer to the environmental question. So we need to have innovations, we have to build up new businesses, we have to build up new employment, we have to bring something on the road.
UK Representative John Ashton urged the importance of forming partnerships among leaders in what he called the transition from a high-carbon world to a low-carbon world.
And the message that I will be taking back to Europe, as people are beginning to see that the United States of America is starting to move on this issue, the message I will take back, and I hope I've got this right, is you ain't seen nothing yet.